Ой, чё это, чё он спирачит? Ты шоу? А по часть того, чё он спирачит, Торец? Ой, я урос, Адам Тойд Броун.
Hey, everybody! Welcome to Conspiracy the Show! I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. Joining me today is co-host, Olivia Adar!
Hello!
You said hi very loudly your name, so you say your name again.
Olivia Adar!
How is it going?
Good! I'm great. I'm so happy to be here.
We are, as this podcast is released and as people are listening to it, we're celebrating a milestone.
It truly is.
It is the 1 week anniversary of the death of Jeffrey Epstein.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. And I hopefully that P doesn't mean pedophilia.
I mean, it sure did.
It did. It did. Yeah.
It really, really did.
And people have been begging for a Jeffrey Epstein episode ever since this happened.
Not cool, people. It's too soon, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, can his family get some privacy?
Yeah, honestly.
A little peace.
Yeah. Was he married? I never...
Oh, God, I hope not.
Yeah.
You don't ever hear anything about
I don't think he was.
Wife.
He doesn't seem like a real settled down type.
Yeah, if he was, well, she should be in prison too,
actually,
probably.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Yeah.
I guess he was... He would settle down with a few slaves, like, you know, a quiet life.
Yeah,
with
I could
a few
see that.
Underage sex slaves.
Few children that he's taken into his possession.
What a monster.
What a fucking character. And now he's dead.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
They're going to be saying that a lot this episode.
Yeah. And this is sort of a two-part episode in that one of the immediate things that happened in the aftermath of this is Trump took to Twitter and started sharing his own personal favorite conspiracy theory about the death of Jeffrey Epstein, the Depstein.
Right.
Yeah. I think if we want to shorten the death of Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Depstein.
Right.
Hashtag Depstein.
Yeah. With two P's. So it's like, it's almost like it's Johnny Depp.
Almost like it's Johnny Depp. And if something happens to him, we can just slide him right into that
maybe that
hashtag pretty easy.
Maybe he was on the list. Maybe that's why. Maybe he killed when he smothered him with a scarf.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're gonna talk about the Jeffrey Epstein case and all of the various conspiracies around it, and including Trump's favorite version of the conspiracy. And then next week we're going to read an article that came out just a couple days ago, and it's about the 23 different conspiracy theories that Trump has elevated in public brought attention to. And they're almost all trash. And I'm a conspiracy theory guy. Like, you can sell me on a conspiracy theory any day.
Yeah.
But most of the ones he believes are nonsense.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, breaking news. He's really dumb.
Yeah.
That's like the main thing about him.
There is that. Yeah.
All of his conspiracy theories are going to be dumb.
He seems gullible.
Extremely.
Yeah.
Which is a great quality in a president.
It's exactly what you want in a world leader and someone out there making deals on your behalf. But I think in this case, even though he's pushing a conspiracy theory that I think is very obviously not true.
Right.
I think the death of Jeffrey Epstein is good cause for everyone to be a little skeptical.
I would say most definitely. There is no positive reading of this, regardless of conspiracies.
No, there's no good outcome. We're never, like I said before we started, the one thing we know is we're never going to know what happened.
Exactly.
We will never get an actual answer. They'll launch investigations. They're already launching investigations.
There will be reports.
Yeah.
And there might be like differing reports, but that would just make it harder to know what actually happened.
Oh, there'll definitely be differing reports because one of the bodies doing an investigation into this is the prison where it happened.
Yeah, and they don't have a stake in it at all.
Yeah, they're not going to come out the other end of that going, man, you should probably shut us down.
Yeah, it's just, it's a very interesting thing, and I think it is going to be a real watershed mystery for our time.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's one of those things where, with other conspiracies, like, there are sometimes, not for all of them, obviously, but there are often, like, rational explanations that make sense out, like, without a conspiracy being involved. But for this, the most generous read of this incident is that our criminal justice system is so completely broken that someone of this caliber, a prisoner this important, is able to be left alone after already committing attempting suicide once, after being on suicide watch, was allowed to be left alone for long enough for this to happen. There is just so much negligence. Like, at best, it's negligence and complete disregard for the public interest.
Yeah, and it's definitely that. It's definitely negligence.
Yes.
If he was murdered or committed suicide, exactly, yeah, it's negligence. And it's one of those things where not only are we not going to know, but it's going to, I think, in the long run, have a negative impact on how we view the government in general.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's one thing to pull this shit off in the 70s and 80s,
right,
when there's no internet, but this is not going to go away.
No. It's just going to mutate.
And it, I don't know. I feel like hopefully they got the information out of him that they needed to get out of him.
Right.
But beyond that,
I mean, but
who knows?
It's all, like, say he got taken into witness protection or anything. That's still robbing the public of this guy's day in court. And that's robbing the victims of justice. It's, it's removing any information that he might have had from the public record. So
yeah,
even if he's testifying in secret, he's still, that's not helping the public. It's only helping the government.
Oh, yeah.
Hide whatever information that he might have.
I haven't released this yet, but last week I interviewed a guy named John Potash, who wrote a book called Drugs as Weapons Against Us.
Word.
And it's about the CIA using music and musicians to sell drugs, and then killing musicians when they become too radical.
Right.
And I mentioned this on another podcast recently, and I should clarify that he's made it clear that he got the, and I'll release the interview really soon. He made it really clear that he got this from a not necessarily trustworthy source,
right,
or a source he hadn't been able to verify yet. Mm-hmm. But one of the things he said he had heard about Jeffrey Epstein was that he was a intelligence operative. And what was happening at these parties is they would bring very rich and powerful men there, and they would start out as just sex parties.
Right.
And then they would roofie these dudes and start bringing in younger and younger women and videotaping it.
Yeah.
And using that as blackmail material, which that is the least savory conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That's one where you have to have MK Ultra thoughts about the government.
Right. Yeah.
To be a thing.
And, like, look, I'm not going to put it, like, I'm hesitant to put anything past the CIA.
Right.
But, like,
or Russia, but it could have been a thing he was doing
Sure. But when it's that vague of who it would even be,
yeah,
that's another reason to be skeptical. But
right,
also, like, the other main thing is I don't want to do anything to remove culpability from the predators who were involved with Epstein. Because,
right,
like, regardless of whether he was an asset or whatever, I mean, we have reports of his fucking neighbors.
Yeah.
Who are, like, talking to, oh, it's like, here's my sex slave, how's it going? It fucking in. Sane when you read these things.
Oh yeah,
people
should
about.
People should read the, like, the Miami Herald did the best reporting on the Jeffrey Epstein case.
It's like mind-blowingly, like, ghoulish.
And I feel like the mainstream media didn't do a good enough job explaining how crazy this plea deal was that
yeah.
he signed.
Yeah.
like he was in jail, but he was allowed work release. And for some reason, they let that work release happen at an office he set up like 60 miles from the jail. And it was a plush fucking office.
Of course it was.
And at one point, a cop, when he's supposed to be at his office 60 miles away, a cop finds him just walking around Miami Beach and is like, you know you're supposed to be at your office, right? And they do nothing. He gets... he's punished in no sort of way for it. And the craziest part, which you don't hear mentioned a lot when this comes up on the news, which it's finally coming up.
Right.
Like, this should have been a scandal as soon as Acosta was appointed.
I mean, honestly.
The Secretary of Labor.
It should have been a scandal before Trump was elected president.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It should have been a scandal. It was a scandal almost. It got like all this stuff bubbled up in like 10 years ago or more. Like, I've been reading reports and articles about Jeffrey Epstein that date back to like almost 2000.
Yeah.
Like,
the biggest part, the most scandalous part of that deal is the victims weren't told.
Yeah.
And that's law. Like, yes. You have to notify the victims in cases like this.
Yeah.
And they weren't notified until well after he'd been released and served his bullshit sentence.
Everything about this just screams abolish prisons. Like, just,
yeah,
just get rid of them. We don't need them.
But it's also really easy to see why people are immediately gravitating toward conspiracy theories.
Of course. Here. Of course. And, like... all of the details are insane. All of, like, the work release and everything is nuts. And it's all involving the, like, highest echelons of the rich and powerful in this country. So, of course, there's going to be a million conspiracy theories because, shit, that's how conspiracies happen. That's who it happens among, is these rich and powerful people.
Yeah. And the Acosta thing.
Yeah.
How that isn't the biggest scandal in the Trump administration right now. Like, I mean, not just that he gave this guy who gave one of the world's most notorious pedophiles a sweetheart deal.
Yeah.
He gives that guy a job, but not just a job. He gives him a job running the department that oversees human trafficking.
Yeah.
That is scandalous as fuck.
It absolutely is. But is that not the magic trick of the Trump administration that we've seen time and time and time again throughout his entire administration? It's something about this fucking guy takes anything that should be a scandal and just smooths it out. It just becomes a part of the landscape. And none of it makes an impact. Nothing has ever made an impact against his ability to keep doing these things.
Yeah. It's really crazy. We have an episode of Unpops coming out next week about how to beat Trump in 2020, which probably isn't going to happen.
Nope.
But
I have no faith in that.
I said on there, one of the things Democrats need to start doing is calling his immigration plan socialism. Because it is, and it's not the good kind.
Right.
It's the Nazi brute force kind that takes one group shit and just gives it to someone else.
I don't know.
And goes, see?
I would say the problem with that is that we want Democrats to be socialist. So I don't really want Democrats to be using socialism.
It's an opening to educate people about socialism.
I don't disagree with the nut.
Because
what he's doing is stealing. Like, it should be a thing of the fact that more Democratic candidates aren't using the words manifest destiny, and this is obviously a whole other thing, but like, that's what is happening now, is he, like, if he wants to build the wall, he's going to have to literally take land from the people that he is supposedly in the pocket. Like, his bases, like the landowners, farm owners, and those people are all going to get their land taken for this fucking wall.
Yeah.
If it happens.
They won't give a shit.
I mean, some of them will.
Yeah. Probably.
And along the border in Texas, you got a lot of people who don't believe in these immigration laws.
Yeah.
Like, they want real immigration.
Oh my God.
It's nuts. It's a bad good times. Time.
Let's get back to happier subject matter.
Yeah, like the death of a weird fucking sex criminal.
Like how officers didn't check on Epstein for several hours before finding his body. Like,
again,
it's still like, cool. I get it. Like, this really, to me, feels like there's a narrative being painted here.
Yeah.
Or a story. Like, I feel like something else is going on. I don't think Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide.
It's just everything about the situation is so outrageously suspicious.
Yeah.
Like, there's not, like, it's the fact that their defense is incompetence. That's the thing. Like, it's just, I mean, but at the same time, we've been, another thing that we've learned from the Trump administration is incompetence is a really good cover. Like, everything that they do is like, it's just like, oh, they're incompetent. Well, it's like, yeah, but it's bad to be incompetent if you're in the government.
And even then, like in this case, incompetence feels like a weird argument if we're talking about a prison El Chapo couldn't escape from.
Totally.
Because yeah, that's point. He was held there. Yes. And that motherfucker, if you turned your back on him for a second.
Yeah, he's like an actual dangerous person. Yeah,
he was like tunneling out miles and miles from the building if you gave him any opportunity.
Totally.
So we could keep El Chapo housed up, but we couldn't keep this privileged white fuck who's probably never seen a day of hard work in his life.
Oh, no, not at all.
Like, we couldn't keep tabs on him.
That's
like,
the thing. Yeah.
It's weird.
It is. Yeah. That's what I was saying earlier. Like, the most generous interpretation is rank incompetence. And like, and even that doesn't really explain it. Like, it's not only, I guess coming up from it being a total accident would be they wanted him to kill himself. And so they left him alone and just like, you know, gave him a fucking straight razor or whatever. I don't even know what the, what
he
the,
hung himself,
hung him. Sure.
Yeah. with an extra set of hands.
And I want to be like, I am not trustful of the government, but I'm a pretty skeptical at heart person.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, skeptical of the government and also skeptical of like conspiracy theory claims and stuff. And even still, it just, the details of it are all so fucked up that I can't totally shake off that feeling.
The fact that he was taken off suicide watch shortly after all those documents were made public.
Yeah, and like in literally like what, 3 weeks ago he had the suicide attempt or less even?
Yeah.
Like
they claimed that was him being attacked in his cell. But
I mean, sure. Like, it just is, I can't, like, it's, it also, if it is a conspiracy, it's so sloppy that it happened that soon after that other attempt. I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's all, none of it makes any sense.
That's the one thing that makes me feel like it could be a witness protection thing, is that it happened so soon after those documents came out. Like, that's when he was going to be most in danger. And it, like, if it is a witness protection thing, like, they would almost have to move immediately.
Yeah.
And the FBI, CIA, whoever, they don't give a shit if we think that the government killed him or if we think that prison was so incompetent that they let him commit suicide. They don't fucking care if we think that.
Oh, no, it's obvious that they don't care that we think it's incompetence because that's their excuse.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously. They're fine going with that cover story. And that's one way I think people need to grasp that that's how our government operates a lot of times. Mm-hmm. Like when the really weird stories start circulating, those are the ones where they're not going to make any effort to debunk it because that's usually the really fantastical, not true version of what's happening. When the truth is there's usually something happening, but it's just not as exciting as we make it out to be. Like how a lot of alien, like UFO sightings, like still an ardent believer in UFOs, but I know a lot of those were the government testing new aircraft that we had never seen before.
Absolutely.
And so I like, I feel like every possibility is a possibility, except that the Clintons had him killed for some reason.
That one does seem not likely.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a real stretch by a certain group of people who just really want it to be the Clintons. Like,
yeah, you can including Trump.
Yeah.
That was his.
Yeah. Like, you can tell that it's not the Clintons based on how fervently some people believe it was the Clintons. Yeah, it's.
Do you think Trump would ever try to frame the Clintons for it?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I don't know that he's got those faculties. I think he would definitely. I think him killing him is much more likely than the Clintons, because he's the president of the United States, and him killing anyone is much more likely than casual citizen.
Yeah. Imagine if this happened under Obama, we'd have to explain how Jeffrey Epstein died from a drone strike.
Yeah.
We just left the airspace unguarded for 30 minutes.
He was out in the yard and no one was around.
Fucking drone. We don't know how it happened.
We don't know where it came from. It looked like a UFO.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aliens killed Epstein. Yeah. It's just like, I would be so unsatisfied if it turned out that it was witness protection. That would make me so angry.
The only thing that would make me content in that case is if it was along the lines of what happened in, I think it was Ukraine recently, where this journalist, that all these news reports came out and said that this journalist died, and it was this journalist who had been a big opponent of Russia, and there were all these fears he might be killed. And sure enough, he was killed, and the world mourned. And then 3 days later, he showed up at a press conference.
Yeah.
And
I remember hearing about that.
And the government of Ukraine, the Ukraine government was like, we had to do that. Otherwise, Russia would have killed him.
Yeah.
Like, we did that to protect him from Russia.
Talk about a lethal government.
And the only, I think, positive outcome here, if it is witness protection, is a few months down the road, a trial starts and Jeffrey Epstein shows up as a witness.
I mean.
And then, like. I could live with him doing that in exchange for, like, because, like, I don't, can he get the death penalty for this? I don't think it's,
I don't know. I don't think anybody capital. Should get the death penalty personally, so I would hope not.
And, like,
I hate the guy. I mean, you know, I'm no fan of the guy, but, like, death penalty sucks.
Yeah. Like, that's the only, like, if he, like, turns up again in court, then I would get it.
Yeah. I guess the main substantive difference is, you know, that was one country hiding a guy from another country, whereas this would be the government hiding someone from other people in the government, which seems
could be the FBI hiding him from Trump.
Yeah, but like, do we trust the FBI that much? Like,
I feel like right now I trust the FBI more than Trump.
Oh, I mean, sure, absolutely.
Like,
on that continuum.
In this whole thing, it feels weird to call the FBI the good guys.
Yeah, that's the thing.
But they feel like sort of the good guys in what's happening, just as it pertains to what's happening in the country right now. It sort of feels like the FBI versus Trump and the CIA.
I mean, that is the justification and why, like, the reason why it's good to have these intelligence officials and government people who go from administration to administration. That's what, to me, is actually the deep state, or these people who like just keep their jobs regardless of who's president or whatever.
Right.
Like, that is the positive side of that. That's the reason why it's said that we have that system.
Yeah.
Is so that there's no sort of loyalty. I don't know. I don't. It's tough for me to trust the FBI. Like,
oh, yeah. I mean, it's tough to trust anyone right now, especially as it pertains to government. I don't trust half the people running for president on the Democrat side.
Absolutely not.
Like, it's everything feels shady right now.
Yes. It's an extremely shady time.
And this, like, I don't know if the death of a person has ever felt more inevitable.
Oh, yeah. Like, absolutely.
I've known motherfuckers with cancer.
You might still pull through.
Where I'm like, they're probably going to fucking stick it out.
Yeah.
But Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, no.
I was like, well, he's going to die.
Immediately.
Like, that's going to die.
It was the consensus.
Yeah.
And then, like, and again, like, that fucking, the attempt, or quote, from several weeks ago, like, that was just seemed to be, like, even more, like, obviously this is going to happen. It was just so inevitable.
And it feels like one of those things, I mean, this is a conspiracy podcast after all. One of the things really abusive governments, and especially authoritarian governments, do is before they do something really drastic, they'll put a little hint of it out
sure.
to the world and see how they react. And one of my another example and one of my biggest concerns about Trump is that that's what he's doing when he makes all those jokes about, oh, maybe I should get 2 more years because of the Russia investigation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Or maybe I'll just stay in office for 40 years. Like, that's him, like, floating it out there and seeing how we respond. And that first Epstein incident felt like that, where they were like, okay, are the people going to take to the fucking streets? And
that, definitely. As far as the Trump stuff, I literally just think that's how his brain works. I don't think that he does any of that stuff. He's just a natural born authoritarian, and that's just how he works, is by doing. I don't think there's any sort of conscious plan for him.
It
just seems to me like that's how
I sure hope
works.
Not.
That's been the whole reason I've been terrified of him being president since 2015.
Ugh. God damn it.
Yeah, I know.
But he is president.
Sure is.
And now shit like this is happening.
Yeah.
In the United States. Like, this feels like a thing that would happen in Russia.
This is absolutely. This is such a, it's like anytime a Russian, like the polonium guy. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
That was like another one of those things where it's like, oh, this is so obviously a Russian assassination, but can't do anything. I mean,
how do you prove it?
Yeah, you can't prove it.
And what really worries me about this is pedophiles are where we always test out our most extreme justice and punishment
sure.
options. And we do it because we know no one's going to be mad about it.
Right.
No one's going to get mad when you make pedophiles live under an overpass.
Yeah.
Even though that is, regardless of crime, that is an extremely cruel and unusual punishment.
Absolutely.
But no one gives a shit because it's pedophiles.
Yeah.
And another example is,
I give a shit. I mean, like, look.
Well, oh, yeah. Okay, I mean,
this episode is going to keep putting me in these really weird positions.
Well, no, that's the thing. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I think it's a dangerous thing. Another example, I've brought this up a few times before, but under the Obama administration, he filed this lawsuit against these three dudes who had been convicted of, like, being involved in child porn.
Sure.
And his argument, he wanted to strip them of their citizenship. And his argument was this crime they committed started before they applied for citizenship. And they didn't tell us about it when they applied for citizenship. So they lied on their citizenship application. So now we're going to take their citizenship and send them back to whatever country they were from. And almost no one is going to hear that and go, wait, that's
right.
A little extreme. But it is.
It is.
Especially when you take into account they had all gone to prison and been punished
absolutely.
For these crimes. According to how we punish people in the United States.
Yeah.
And they, as citizens, were punished as citizens. And we took this to court and Obama won.
Yeah.
And we were able to strip their citizenship and send them back. And no one cared because it was pedophiles.
Right.
And then cut to the Trump administration. He uses that precedent
yep.
to file a similar lawsuit against this grandmother in Miami who at one point worked for this company where the CEO pulled off this massive tax fraud. And her only, like, she was typing up contracts. She didn't yeah. know what she was typing up. She's a fucking secretary.
Right.
And the FBI is like, look, we could send you to prison for like 10 years just for being here. Why don't you just take this plea deal and you won't see any jail time? And she was like, whatever. And she took this plea deal. And then 5 years later gets a letter saying, well, that crime you took the plea deal over started before you applied for citizenship. And because of that, we're going to strip your citizenship
yeah.
and send you back to Guatemala.
Yeah.
And this Epstein thing feels like a little bit like that, where it's this feels to me like it could be the first in a series of really shady murders where we're like, did the government do that?
The
government.
I mean, anytime that anyone, like, that's how it's going to be now. Anytime anyone related to the government dies, basically.
Oh, yeah.
They're, like, the voices say, like, questioning whether or not the government was involved in these deaths, regardless of whatever evidence there is, are going to be getting louder and louder because of this Epstein thing.
And they should.
I mean, sure, yeah.
And it's
to an extent, I guess.
It's a weird way to be, because it's like the right has been on that track for a long time, right, with the Clinton body count thing. But, and it's like,
always in the wrong direction. That's the thing about that's what's so crazy about Pizzagate as a conspiracy theory, is that no one is denying that there are, like, wealthy elite pedophile rings. It's all of the other stuff. It's the details, and it's the who was involved and all that stuff that is nonsense. And it's just there's so much misinformation, and it's so hard to.
Yeah, especially we did a Pizzagate episode like a year or so ago, and some of the things that spread as part of that conspiracy are just so very obviously false. Like, there was what it was like a picture of. They said it was a kill room in the basement of this pizza place. And it was like a cooler that this guy used that was down the street at another restaurant.
Right.
And it's like, it's not like all of the shit was so easy to verify.
Yeah.
And I sort of worry that this Epstein thing is going to make a lot of those Pizzagate types go, see, we told you.
But they're not even, are they even on, are the Pizzagate people on the Epstein thing? It seems like they didn't give a shit about Epstein.
It feels surprisingly like they're not.
They, like, I remember when he got arrested, and, like, I don't remember seeing a big resurgence of Pizzagate shit. It seems like he wasn't even on their radar.
That's, which is nuts.
Yes, it absolutely is nuts, because any other person who has heard of Jeffrey Epstein already knew that he was a fucking crazy pedophile.
And he's got to have some texts that match in pizza out there.
At least a couple. He ordered some fucking Domino's or something, or he's in New York, I guess, so he ordered, like, race. I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
But, like, it's just so, like, anything, any conspiracy theory that goes on 4chan is just absolute nonsense, honestly. Like, you can just completely write it off. Like,
yeah.
I don't think there's any reason to ever, like, nothing good has ever come off of that website.
Yeah. Are there any websites that anything good comes off of
very anymore? Few.
Because Twitter is bullshit.
Twitter is mostly bullshit.
Like, Twitter now is so much, finally, people on the left are starting to complain about this, but so much of it is people on the left spending so much of their day dunking on
people
with, like, 30 and 40 followers or obvious Russian bots.
For real.
And it's that, like, get a fucking life. This is not a phone game.
I've unfollowed so many people on the left because of that bullshit.
It's nonsense.
It drives me up the wall. Whenever I see a dunk, then I go to that person's profile, and it's always, like, 40 people or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, there are big, like, if you want to dunk on something, first of all, you should just be screenshotting. Don't be retweeting assholes.
Right.
But, like, if you're gonna dunk on somebody, choose someone who's got a bunch of followers. You know, shit.
Dunk up.
Like, I don't reply to anyone saying negative shit to me unless they have over 1,000 followers. Like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
If someone has under 1,000 followers and they're like, "Oh, you're fucking ugly. You're stupid." I'm like, you're muted. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't even hear you. So it's, yeah. Like, I don't understand. Like, it's just, it's so cheap. It's so easy. You're gonna be able to find anybody. Like, if having any sort of stupid opinion, like, it's just so easy to cherry pick when there are real things that you can, like, at least make fun of.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
It really is. So let's talk about Ghislaine Maxwell.
Oh boy.
How has she not? That's the other crazy thing about that plea deal he signed. All of his co-conspirators were given immunity. And anyone named in those documents was given immunity.
Name any other case where that would happen. Anything.
Yeah.
Anywhere. Like,
I don't know how you can justify being on either side of the political aisle and being able to stomach that fucking plea deal that Jeffrey Epstein signed at like at the blessing of a Trump administration official.
And honestly, if he's gotten all this shit and then he still kills himself, like, what a pussy. Like, honestly, like, you've had the easiest jail time that any human being has ever been through.
Like, I feel like he probably could have kept fucking kids in jail.
Probably.
Like, he seemed like he had that much power.
That's his conjugal visits.
Yeah.
He's in some of his slaves. He still owns them, technically. So,
yeah. I mean,
you can't go back on those contracts.
No, absolutely not. And yeah, this Ghislaine Maxwell, she was like the Allison Mack.
Yeah.
Of like the Allison Mack was the Nexium. Was that her name?
Yes.
Was that the Smallville actress's name?
Oh, I can't remember that.
Yeah, but she was the recruiter for that Nexium sex cult. Yeah. And that's what this Ghislaine Maxwell was, basically. And now it seems like the attention has turned to her, as it should.
Yeah, and, a little bit, yeah.
And that could be a silver, not necessarily a silver lining, but it could be an alternate path to justice for the victims case.
That is the main thing. Like, that's the big takeaway from his death.
Right.
Is that just completely robs these people who have been through horrific things.
Yeah.
Like, unimaginably horrific circumstances.
That's been my argument this whole time when I, a couple weeks ago, said we need to be protecting Jeffrey Epstein
absolutely.
With everything we have. It's because of the victims who never got justice.
The victims
in this
deserve him to have his day in court.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And I, like, there's been a few victims who have released statements and they're heartbreaking to read.
Yeah.
And you just know, like, it's just heartbreaking to read them and realize that these people are never going to have closure. They're never going to find out the truth. Like, even though the concept of finding out the truth was still tenuous if he did take the stand. It
right.
was still reliant on him telling the truth and telling everything. But, like, there would have at least been an attempt at justice instead of this, which is the definition of a miscarriage of justice.
Yeah, when he signed that plea deal, what he finally pled to was prostitution. Prostitution charges. Fucking kids.
Yeah.
So by that ruling, we're saying, okay, well, 13, 14-year-olds, they're competent to enter into the very adult decision to be a sex worker.
Exactly. That's all above board.
Yeah. And the victims in this case, they're girls, they're young girls, but they're also, if you read the details, they were especially vulnerable girls.
Yes.
They were girls who had financial issues.
Poor immigrants.
Home issues. And he sought these girls out and exploited that.
He's a predator.
Yeah.
He was a predator. He was I've said this before, he's like a hyper pedophile. Like, he's the most pedophile that a person could possibly be.
Yeah.
Because he had infinite money and resources to be a pedophile.
Right.
And he put those resources into that pursuit. And yeah, and he was a total, absolute predator who stalked women and girls and kept them as slaves. Like, you can't use that word enough. Like,
right.
That is what was happening.
Yeah.
Which alone is illegal. Like, literally, even if he wasn't having sex with them, you can't have slaves.
You can't just keep people.
We had a whole war about it.
We've talked about it, yeah. We have discussed this as a country. Yeah, so we talked about Trump's theory that it's the Clintons, and this is part of the Clinton body count. Which
is a widespread theory on both sides of the aisle, honestly.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like, look, I'm not saying Bill Clinton has nothing to...
Oh, I mean...
Like, he's a part of this.
If you're out there thinking Bill Clinton did this, trust me, I get it.
Yeah, I understand. I understand the line of thinking.
Yeah.
Even if I don't necessarily agree with it. Like, I get it.
I would believe this more than the Vince Foster thing.
Sure, yeah.
Like, when you look into the Vince Foster thing, that could go... He could have just killed himself to hide his involvement in that thing. Like, that... But this, like, if we found out Bill Clinton did do this,
sure,
I'd be
I
see. If makes
like,
sense.
If evidence came out to support that, then I would not be surprised.
Yeah.
But also, like, Yeah, he deserves, like, Bill Clinton deserves to, like, have his day and, like, be brought, like, held accountable.
He's got some questions to answer, but for sure.
I don't think he would. It just seems unlikely that he's directly involved.
The death of Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I feel like.
Because the fucking underage kids,
Oh, no, 100%.
Yeah.
Does not strike me as outside the realm of possibility. But, like, you know, it's more likely to me that he just kind of figured that this would happen and that it would just be taken care of.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem like a very active person anymore. He's kind of a lazy guy.
Yeah, he seems like he's really been out of the limelight lately. I wonder what that's all about.
Seems like maybe being in this pedophile ring, maybe you might want to take a step back.
Shouldn't have got on that plane.
Personally, I would not have.
How many people hung out with this dude after rumors of him being a pedophile started circulating?
Literally everyone for the last almost 20 years.
Yeah. Like, when he was flying you to his sex island, at no point were you like, there's not going to be kids, right?
Right, yeah.
There's no kids, right?
Yeah. No kids.
Drink this.
No kids. Have you heard of ephebophilia?
Look,
we gotta laugh.
Tweens who decided to enter into a life of prostitution.
Literally, you gotta laugh or else you'll just start screaming.
Oh, yeah.
Like, otherwise, that's the only way to get through this.
So I did mention, I don't know if I've mentioned Foster the People, the lead singer of the band.
I had never heard of that band before.
You've never heard the song Pumped Up Kicks? You have.
No.
You just don't realize it.
I probably haven't. I don't listen to the radio.
Mm.
And I don't like, so.
Well, the lead singer.
But I remember reading about this.
Of that band is adamant that Jeffrey Epstein. His specific theory is that the pictures we've seen are a body double.
And that's like 4chan's theory as well, is where he's getting that, really.
And
the pictures are so stupid. They're so stupid.
The pictures, there's one that shows a nose that looks sort of different.
Yeah. And because it looks like a slightly droopier nose in the dead picture than the alive picture, because I don't know if anyone has ever seen a dead body before.
Yeah.
But that happens. You just sag. All the fluids that are pumping through your body, kind of keeping everything tight and together, droop and sag. You get weird folds. Your nose looks different. Your face puffs up. Different stuff happens. You don't look the same as you were alive because you're dead.
Yeah. It does look like a dead version of Jeffrey Epstein.
It looks exactly like him.
And it's
even is a picture of his dead body, is that even confirmed?
I don't know. And it's also very different lighting. And people underestimate how much lighting.
Absolutely.
The lighting could absolutely explain the differences in that nose.
Absolutely.
Because you're seeing way more shadows on the dead body nose.
The nose thing is so stupid.
Yeah.
It is. So, like, even if you agree that it is different, it is such a slight difference.
And the thing with it being a body double, because his argument here is that there is a body double and that Epstein is off somewhere getting plastic surgery and that he's going to go off and live his life. That would clearly be a plot that involved the government.
Obviously.
Why would they need to use a body double?
They wouldn't at all.
You could just put makeup on him to make him look dead.
Sure.
Or take pictures of his actual body.
Or just not take the pictures.
Yeah. Yeah.
There we go. Done.
Yeah. It. Some of these tweets, though, he is...
whacked out.
It's refreshing to see a celebrity go to the mat this hard.
For something this obviously fake.
A conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a ton of tweets, but here we go. And to anyone who considers it off-brand for an artist to talk about social issues, cover-ups, and justice, A, you need a history lesson. B, you're scared of what I'm saying. C, my voice is my brand, whether it's used to speak or sing.
Whatever, buddy.
Yeah, but Jesus. I do agree with him.
I don't disagree that, like, he has every right to his opinion, but also, fuck you. You seem like a real dumbass.
Yeah. Here's another tweet. There is no question the government is behind the Epstein suicide cover-up. Research Attorney General Bill Barr and his father's ties with Jeffrey Epstein Barr helped broker the West Palm Beach deal that kept Epstein away from a life sentence in federal prison.
Here's the thing. Anytime someone, and especially when it comes to this case, anytime someone is saying there is no question that this happens is absolute bullshit, because all there is are questions.
Yeah.
That's all that exists here.
I think that's a big problem in this country right now.
Yeah.
Is on so many issues, we want one answer.
Right.
And we will accept what I feel like guns are another really good example where we're like, don't you bring up mental health. It's definitely white nationalism. And it's like, it's both.
It is to an extent. Yeah. All of these things are fucking tricky and tough.
Right. And there's never going to be one answer.
You can't take a sledgehammer to these things.
Right.
And just decide like one thing is responsible. It's always going to be a mix of things that are responsible, especially like, when it comes to gun control.
Even with this, if it was some sort of plot where they smuggled him out of prison using a body double, that doesn't mean it's nefarious. It could mean witness protection. Like you're right. There's nothing but questions.
Nothing but questions.
And they're questions, unfortunately, we're never going to get answers to.
Never going
to
know. We're never, ever, ever going to know the exact answer.
Maybe like 50 to 100 years from now, maybe there's a Freedom of Information Act request. If we're still a country
if we're still a country, if the earth, if like humans still exist on the earth,
if information is still free in this country.
Yeah. If we have like, if we haven't lost every piece of digital information that we have, which is extremely possible and not super unlikely.
Very possible.
Because it's all just in a nebulous cloud that doesn't really exist.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't have any confidence that we will ever learn the truth of what happened in this case.
No.
And that's fertile ground. Like this is truly, I think, the watershed conspiracy of our time.
Yeah.
It might not have like world changing. It might not have the world changing impact of like the Kennedy assassination or whatever, but like it is, I think, as far as public consciousness and like how we as a people interact with each other and with the government, it like is going to have widespread effects.
Oh yeah. And I think it will have an impact on the world if it becomes a thing where all the other people involved in this don't ever face any justice for what they've done.
And that seems to be another extremely likely outcome.
Yeah.
I don't like, it's tough for me now that Epstein is dead and with the immunity deals in place for his cohorts, it seems extremely unlikely that we're going to see any of the powerful people who are mentioned as associating with him being held accountable.
Yeah. Which is a shame. I think it still would surprise a lot of people on the right to know that I think you and I both would agree that if Bill Clinton was fucking kids, he should be in prison.
Absolutely.
Like,
that's the thing. Yeah, right. The conservatives are, conservatives are so stupid. I'm not afraid to say this. If you are
especially on something like this.
Especially on something like this, but in general, because of their philosophy, they are stupid. Because of being conservative. That is what that leads to. They are not willing to think outside of their own tiny sphere and imagine other possibilities for life.
Right.
And so they know that if they found out that a Republican was on the Jeffrey Epstein list, they wouldn't want anybody to think about that. So they assume that everyone on the left also wants to protect Bill Clinton, even though I would say the majority of people on the left don't give a fuck about Bill Clinton and would want him to rot in hell.
You can take him down for traffic tickets for all I care.
Like, honestly. So, and like, it's just, it's that I think is the heart, that idiocy is the heart of conservative hypocrisy in all matters. It's just that they're stupid. And they are going, they do that thing where they point fingers and like, look, Bill Clinton was on the list. Oh, look at that. Your guy, Bill Clinton. It's like, I don't give a fuck about Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Fuck Bill Clinton.
Take him.
I hope he rots in jail. I hope he abolish prisons. I hope he just dies. And like we put him on an island or we shoot him into space. I don't give a fuck. Like, and same with Trump. Like the fact that I saw articles so often about Trump's relationship with Jeffrey Epstein before the election, And the fact that he was still elected is one of the greatest travesties of our country.
Yeah.
And it's just.
And the fact that when people would go, well, why isn't Hillary Clinton bringing that up? And people were like, oh, because of Bill Clinton.
Right.
And we just, as a country, were like, all right, well, let's go vote for one of these two for president then. Like,
I mean,
we as a country should have just delayed the 2016 election. We should have refused to go to the fucking polls as a whole until they gave us two better candidates.
It's just like, goddamn, the whole thing is just so completely fucked up. I'm just so, it makes me so angry.
It's a real fucking quandary.
Yeah.
To put it mild.
Yeah, exactly.
So who knows what will come of this?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just going to disappear. I think it's just going to go away. It's going to do exactly if there was a conspiracy, it's successful. We already kind of know it's successful because of how our news cycle works now.
Yeah.
Like, it's so easy to get away with things if you're powerful. It's just so easy.
Yeah. That's I think the other thing we definitely know here is someone got away with something.
Yeah. Even if it's
just a suicide.
Yeah.
And Jeffrey Epstein never faces the punishment he should. He got away with something.
Exactly. And, you know, again, the most generous interpretation of this is still a damning indictment of our criminal justice system. It's just it should be a wake up call to everyone in this country that at the very least our way of handling criminals is completely broken.
And I think it goes back to what I said earlier about how we use pedophiles to test our most extreme forms of justice.
Yeah.
How many people did you hear after this news came out who were like, well, if he was murdered, that's just kind of what happens to pedophiles in prison.
Yeah.
And it's easy to hear that kind of thing and go, yeah, right. Fuck pedophiles. But that's not how prison's supposed to work.
No.
Like, you're not, you don't, that's not how it fucking works. And we should be outraged.
We are supposed to be rehabilitating criminals.
Right.
And making them productive members of society.
Right.
That is why, that is the fundamental failing of our system, is that we don't do that. We don't even try. We are a punitive system where all we try to do is make people's lives as miserable as possible, which is not an effective way of handling crime.
No, not at all.
It's not a deterrent.
No.
It's never been a deterrent.
We should know that by now because our prisons are just jam-packed.
We should, but we don't.
We sure don't.
No. It's all completely fucked up.
It sure is. Good luck, America.
Is that this show?
Rest in peace, good luck, America.
Aw.
Rest in peace, America.
Yeah, for real. That's why the show went away.
Yeah. No America to talk about anymore. So that's our episode. Either next week or the week after, there will be another episode where Olivia and I talk about Trump's 23 favorite conspiracy theories.
Ooh, it's going to be a blast.
Based on an article the Washington Post put out, we're going to go through them all.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be exhaustive and exhausting.
And also, either next week or the following week, my interview with John Potash will be out. And that is it's an interesting interview. That guy worked in Baltimore when the crack epidemic started. He worked in Baltimore as a drug addiction counselor.
Wow. So, that's a hardcore job.
That's kind of like having gone to war.
Yeah. Totally.
Like, people underestimate what the crack epidemic was like when it first kicked off. Oh, yeah. My God.
I obviously don't know because I wasn't around, well, but like, I've heard about it.
Of age, and I grew up in a town called Peoria, Illinois, which is about 2 hours southwest of Chicago. It's right in the middle of Illinois.
Yep.
And I always describe it as all the crime and poverty of Chicago with none of the nightlife.
Yeah.
And
that pretty much describes any of the southern suburbs. I've lived there.
And it really became that when the crack epidemic started. Like that shit reached everywhere. It was fucking intense. So be on the lookout for that episode, too.
Oh, yeah.
And until then, what do we got to plug?
You can find me on Twitter at Hi There Hindar, and I have a podcast on the Unpops Network called Lowest Common Phenomenator. My co-host is extremely busy, and so our schedule is a little erratic, and we're having a take sick leave this week, but next week we're going to be coming back, and it's a lot of fun. You can find that on Twitter at LowComPhenom, and also on iTunes and Stitcher and SoundCloud, all that shit.
All the places.
Check it out.
Subscribe on Patreon, patreon.com/unpops. You get bonus episodes of Conspiracy the Show. I'm working on a new subscription option because Patreon is trash, but we're getting there. Who knows?
Yeah.
All right. Let's get the fuck out of here. Olivia, say goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you.